episode number 283, the Super Bowl Camaro Blitz episode.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Well, let's go.
Bang, it's a blitz. It's a blitz. It's Super Bowl weekend for those who care about football. And it's a blitz. We got so much to cover. We're just going to assault your eardrums with a blitz of Camaro crap. Let's
go. We got a lot of stuff.
Let's go.
Super Bowl commercials.
Super Bowl. Go.
Have you seen the two commercials?
Yes. Next. Yeah, pretty cool. I mean, after what, a two-year absence, Chevrolet is back in the game, no pun intended, with Super Bowl ads. The first one stars our friend Bumblebee.
Yeah, with Al's Chevrolet shop or something.
I saw that, and I'm like, This is like a 1980s, like, you know, cheesy. I thought it was a real commercial at first, and then when
touchdown,
something then, like that. That was pretty cool. And then what's the other one?
Evelyn, the hot teacher driving the Camaro.
Yeah, nothing like a hot chick in a fast car.
Yeah,
gotta tell you.
Yeah, so this should be interesting for the Super Bowl this week.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what else they're gonna release, if anything else. There's a total of four Chevrolet spots.
Six. There's six Chevrolet spots. Two of them which are Camaro.
Very
and
cool.
Obviously, one of them's with the high end with the Transformers 3 movie that comes out this summer.
Yeah, very cool. So everybody's been saying, "Where's my Camaro commercials?" Ta-da! There you go. And they're all over the internet. And of course, they're posted in the 2010, 2011 news and sightings and latest and greatest
at
crap.
$3 million per spot. That's how much it costs for a Super Bowl ad this year.
Ow.
That's how much Fox is charging. $3 million per spot.
Hey, it keeps the economy moving, I guess.
Woo!
And don't even think about your whole taxpayer dollar crap, because, you know, let's just enjoy what they have. Because
it's fun.
They need to advertise to sell cars to get your money back. How about that? So I guess by the time, you know, this episode airs, the football game will be over and the whole hoopla will be done. And
thank God.
Hopefully somebody won some money on their squares. Yeah, coming from Detroit, we got the Detroit Red Wings and we have the Detroit Lions. Just look at the record and find out which one most Detroiters like to watch. But hey, best of luck to everybody. Hope it's a good game, but I'm looking forward to the Chevrolet commercials. So, okay, that's point one. What's point two?
Point two is sales figures.
Sales figures.
That came out once again.
Yeah!
Camaro on top of Mustang.
Suck it, Mustang!
Hey, and the convertible isn't even out yet.
Aw.
However, this week, it went into production.
That's right.
The first one rolled off the assembly line, picked up by none other than Rick Hendrick himself, who won the auction at
Barrett
Jackson.
He's got a few bucks.
Yeah, just a few.
Just a few.
And now he's got the first coupe that ran off the assembly. Now he's got the first convertible.
Yeah, well, you know, what can you do? Good for him.
I'd love to see his auto museum.
Yeah, man. So, just back to my suck at Mustang remark. No, I mean, I think it's good. The competition is good.
GM was up in total 21.8% this month with 4,763 Camaros delivered. That was compared to Ford, who was up 13.3%, which is still very respectable, with 3,165 Mustangs delivered. Yeah, wait till the convertible comes out.
I think we're going to see a big spike, but I think it's going to definitely level off fast.
Do you think that's going to eat into coupe sales?
Well, not necessarily, because I think a lot of people were waiting for the convertible, so they wanted a new Camaro, but they weren't going to buy a coupe anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not like a sale is lost, but I would hope that they've written the proper business plan so the convertible is more profitable than the coupe, which is good.
Yeah.
So then people are not only getting what they want, praying to God it's, you know, what they would consider a Chevrolet price.
Right.
And they sell a Camaro, and GM makes profit, so we can get our tax dollars back.
Oh, everything leads back to that.
Well, it's the default. It's Camaro sales figures looking good.
Can't wait to see February's.
Yeah, and then of course when the summer ramps up, man, people are going to get their Camaros out and it's just gonna be a good. I think this is gonna be our best summer yet with the economy doing better, and
we'll see.
It's gonna be good. So, Congratulations once again for, I don't know what, the 14th month in a, not quite in a row, but the 14th month out of 15 or something like that. Or
something like that.
A lot.
Yeah.
Congratulations, everybody. Nice job. Nice job. Keep it up. Point two done. Point three. Oshawa.
Oh, yeah.
Oshawa. The Oshawa Plant Tour open house tickets are now available. There's only 3,000 available, which seems like a lot.
Well, you can.
But there's going to be a lot of people there. And each person that registers can order up to 4 wristbands for, you know, their family
members
and friends.
Included with
their
$35 registration.
That's right. There's no additional fee. So if you haven't and you were thinking about it, don't hesitate. Head over to OntarioCamaroClub.com/registration.php or just head over to the official BBOMG Open Plant Tour Open House forum that we host right on CamaroZ28.com and follow the links. And we will see you in Oshawa.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a great show. Chris, you and I are going to be there. We're going to be happy to meet all of our old friends, but there's plenty of new ones with the new Camaro coming out. There's lots of new owners, and man,
there's
so
many
wait.
New people I've been talking to, specifically on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook's a hot happening place next to the forums. Yeah. You know, it's like a supplement. It's like the fries to the burger.
Right.
So
love it.
Head on over there. Point three done. Point four, our video plugin.
Video plugin, yeah. For our good friends at Autostream.com, we've been working with them. We have implemented a video plugin solution for the message board that we're continually working with them on. It's in beta. We're the first site to actually offer this, and so please leave your comments and useful suggestions or problems that you see in the site's help and suggestions forum.
Yes.
And we know there's currently a couple of bugs, and they're being worked on, so we'll get there.
Yep, and it's going to be really, really awesome as we continue to move forward.
Yeah, love it.
All right, point four done, point five. Mr. Scott Settlemyer, the F-Bod Father, sent an email, and it's rather lengthy, and so I'm going to speed read through it. So,
okay.
You can find this in the 2010-2011 forums. I think it was Chris Tribuzio that posted it,
yep.
But it also came through an email. So if you miss it, if I go too fast, just head over to the forums and reread it. So here we go. This is called Some Thoughts on Recent Controversies. Dateline, Friday, January 28th, somewhere around 34,000 feet above the Allegheny Mountains in Pennsylvania. Hello, Camaro comrades and Firebird friends. I'm typing this with my laptop aboard a Delta flight in Philadelphia. The adage, some things never change, is most appropriate when referring to the passion that Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts show towards these legendary brands. I've had the privilege to visit with you, either in person or on the internet, about all things Camaro since the early 90s, including the time while our beloved Camaro went on hiatus, and I might add that, Chris, you and I were the only one that had any hope for the future of the Camaro at that point. And Settlemyer will back us up on that. Ever since the world caught a glimpse of the Camaro concept on January 9th, 2006, Camaro enthusiast websites and clubs have been some of the busiest on the net, and certainly hasn't been without a shortage of controversy. There was the headlight debacle, where people saw spy shots of very early Alpha and Beta mules with quad headlamps, not realizing or believing that they were only placeholders. We have to have headlamps for night testing, right? It got so bad that I had one of our moderators on one of the forums design a special smiley with the sign that read, not the real headlights. That was all over our forum, the CamaroZ28.com forum, for a while. Then there was the first camera phone shot of a white coupe in a facility that some well-meaning individual posted, which made the car look ungainly. I recall a few dozen hate mails that I received shortly thereafter asking me if we, Chevrolet, had lost our collective minds. I asked people to calm down. They loved what they saw when we were ready to show the Camaro in all its glory. Then there was the B-pillar panic. A whole lot of people told me that the B-pillar would be a deal killer. B-pillar would be a deal killer.
Yeah,
right. And they would not buy a new Camaro. I'm pleased to report that most of these very people are suffering from permigrant as they drove their new Camaros and enjoy miles of smiles. That's true.
Yeah.
Remember the whole B-pillar fiasco?
Yeah.
Everybody crapping their pants over, I'm never buying it! Well, look at the sales figures. We just covered them. Yeah. And they rock. There was the SS front fascia fiasco, where legions of enthusiasts swore that they'd tear the SS fascia off their new Camaro and replace them with replacement fascia from the V6 model. And for the record, I do not know of anyone who has actually carried through with this threat. I'd like to see anybody who did that.
Yeah.
For all the whining and crying that they did, I'm sorry, there was a lot of it.
Yeah.
And many more of these moments. And then there's a side of me that loves every one of these panics because it allows us to continually see the passion that you hold for these automobiles. This email is rather long.
Yeah. Cut to the chase.
I'm going to get to it here. Okay, here we go. Lately, there have been numerous threads concerning what we may or may not be working on in terms of additional Camaro models. And with the advent of the internet, it's pretty hard to keep secrets no matter how hard we try. this past year finds many threads on different Camaro Firebird sites surrounding a secret high-performance Camaro. Lots of pictures and camouflage, lots of conjecture as to what the engine might be, many arguments of what the car is called. Now, assuming that we're working on such a beast, no matter what we call it, we're going to unwittingly anger some of our enthusiasts, and that's unfortunate. Some claim that if we call it, insert this, name here, will be responsible for some sort of catastrophe, and that, my friends, is too passion for the brand. Here's what I can tell you. We take each of your opinions very seriously, and we take your loyalty very seriously. And Team Camaro will never be satisfied, and I'm paraphrasing this point because I got the basis out. I've never seen another team other than Corvette that lives on the product 24/7, 365. Whatever new model we might bring forth to you, please know that we expect them to be the best, with features and driving pleasure that are designed to give you a real good case of Permigrin. We do not share details with you because while we may want to, we also know it is a very competitive business. So know that we're always looking towards working to make the Camaro better in every way. We're beyond delighted that the Camaro outsold Mustang this past year, and this is with coupe models only. It continues, so know that we are listening, know that we are looking at every little detail, and know that no matter what we might call any future models or special editions, you can count on that it will remain the great American and Canadian thrill ride. I've asked you many times before to have faith, especially when most of you thought the Camaro had gone away forever, and you kept the faith. Chris.
Jason.
I ask you once again to know that we are dedicated to designing, engineering, and building the world's best cars and trucks, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, and more importantly, thank you for your passion, loyalty, enthusiasm, and yes, thank you for keeping the faith.
Wow, that was a mouthful right there.
Yeah, I had to paraphrase it because it would have been three times as long.
Yeah, it was like three pages.
I know, and I cut it down to one. Bottom line is, Settlemyer's laying it down. Yeah. He's saying, look.
He's laying down the law.
Take it easy. Don't get all hyper over what will or will not be. Yeah. It's hard not to because I am very
passionate
about the Z28 brand, because I've always wanted a Z28, and surprisingly, I've never owned... Well, I did when I was a kid, but it wasn't... It was half mine. It was me and my dad's IROC.
Okay.
Speaking of IROC...
Yeah.
I...
Well, I mean, that pretty much leads us into our next...
Yeah.
What we're going to talk about next.
More rumors here.
And this has to all circulate around the Chicago Auto Show that is starting this week.
Right, and by the time our next episode airs, it'll all be out there. It'll probably all be out there sometime in the middle of the week, because somebody with no scruples and no morals and no care for the success of the Camaro will leak something because they think that they're going to be famous for 5 minutes. Good job. Basically, somebody's saying that some website is reporting, and I think they're full of crap, that IROC Z is in the running. I can't believe...
Do they even do the IROC series race anymore?
That's the funny thing, is I thought, no, they're not going to do that because the licensing issue was always, there's a cost to it. And then somebody pointed out, there is no IROC race anymore. That shows you how much I was paying attention, including the rest of the world.
Because, I mean, back in the day, when the Camaro had the IROC name on the body, when was that? That was in the early 90s, wasn't
it? Well, let's see here. No, because my IROC Z was in 87.
Okay.
I think it was 85, 86, 87, 88, 89.
Because if I do recall correctly, that when it went away from the Camaro name,
the Dodge Daytona.
They also had an IROC version.
That's right, a turbocharged front-wheel drive Daytona.
Okay.
Nice-looking car, though, for that generation.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, right on. So the other one was ZL1.
Which SLP owns and is actually showing a car. Mm-hmm. That is the ZL1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In order for that the car, whatever they're going to be showing, whatever may or may not be shown in Chicago, to be called the ZL1, there would have to be a deal struck between General Motors, Chevrolet specifically, and SLP. Now, I think this is actually plausible, and here's why. Because there was, if you recall, there was already a deal and a partnership with SLP back to start the Camaro SS in the fourth gens.
96.
96. Well, actually, that was a one-off. It was, SLP was independent. No, it was independent until 90, the Firehawk, the 98. The 98 Camaro was the first full joint venture between General Motors, Chevrolet, and SLP. It could happen again. I mean, why wouldn't it? It worked great before. It helped sell a lot of Camaros and Firebirds, if you count the Firehawk and the WS6, which I think the Firehawk was 100% SLP, and the WS6 was SLP and Chevrolet or Pontiac for a while, and then it went over to ASC for whatever reason. I'll never know.
Yeah, there was a bunch of different... There was another car, too, with the CompTIA.
Yep, that was a special edition. Yeah, in fact, one of our local club members just picked one up for a song.
Really?
Yeah. His name is escaping me. He's got the black SS, the 97 SS with a killer sound system, part of Street Lethal Group.
Not Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Dave picked one up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he wouldn't tell me the exact price. I didn't want to pry. It's not my business, but I believe he got it for a really good deal, and I can't wait to see that
car
because they are freaking rare, and they're beautiful. Hmm. But anyway, back to the point here. IROC Z doesn't even know what IROC even stands for, and it doesn't start with Italian. And ZL1, there's obviously some licensing complications here. So my argument... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the IROC name. International...
Race
of Champions. Race of Champions, yeah.
Right. Yeah, Yellowstone. Here's the thing. Here's my point. I hope that whatever they do, and I truly hope in my heart of hearts that it becomes Z28. And I'll tell you why. Because everybody knows that Z28 means Camaro. We have a thread going on, and this is what this whole soliloquy is in reference to. And a couple of points were made that basically said, when you say ZL1, people will go, huh, what? When you say IROC Z, they immediately think AC/DC and Jack Daniels.
And mullets.
And mullets. Although the IROCs were awesome cars.
They were.
IROC Camaros.
Yeah.
But when you say Z28, everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Yep.
And if they were to not call what we think might be there a Z28, it would be like grandma coming to the Thanksgiving table with fish. Yeah. It'd work, I guess, you know, do the trick. But really? Is that really what people are expecting? They blow a total marketing opportunity. Everybody knows Z28. Everybody wants Z28. It's not about heritage anymore. Nobody buys a car based on an inferior car based on heritage. They buy a car because it's competitive with the current market, and they can identify with it. They can identify with Z28. If it's going to be what we think it's going to be competitive.
Yeah,
that's my argument.
Okay, I can see one step further. If the car, if they even present a car at the Chicago Auto Show that is a Z28,
mm-hmm.
next is going to be the people who are going to start going through the logo. You know, is it going to have a slash? Is it going to have a dash? Is it going to be no slash, no dash? What's the font going to look like?
I think it should have a slash.
I'm not even going to start with
people
this.
Want heritage. There's your heritage.
Yeah.
But I think that it would be a tremendous mistake to not call it a Z28 for the longevity and the sales of the car.
Yeah.
But if nothing else. Yeah. I could talk about this for another 20 minutes straight.
We'll see.
But we are quickly running out of time. So we got to move to our next point, which is... Oh, we got a bunch of correspondence.
Yeah.
I got more from Settlemyer. Should I just blip through it real quick?
Yeah.
Main Street in Motion.
Similar to the old auto show in Motion.
That's right. It's an opportunity for America to drive our newest products from Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, and also to allow everybody to drive our products and compare them to the competition. So go to mainstreetinmotion.com and find out if it's coming to your city. Orlando, Dallas, San Jose, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Denver, San Diego, San Francisco, Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., New York, Long Island, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Ohio, New Jersey, Atlanta, Houston, Tampa, St. Louis, Chicago, Minneapolis, Seattle.
No Detroit. Go figure.
Yeah, figure that one out. Chris, do you have anything you got to read?
Oh, yeah.
Or should we save it for next week?
What do we got here?
We got about 12 minutes left for the show.
Excuse me.
And I know we got some voicemails. What should we do?
We got app messages.
What should we do?
Well, let me read one here.
All right.
This comes from one of our listeners, Ed Kleehammer. He wanted me to share this story.
Yeah.
He says, here's a story I want to share with you guys. It would take a long time to leave a message, so here it is. I bought my 2000 Camaro SS on February 4th, 2000. I went to the dealer and picked out my car after talking with several people and some research. I got the SLP package in a convertible. I had to order it. The car arrived at the dealer on May 5th, 2000. I took my son to look at it. He was 6 at the time. He got in it and climbed around, and I wanted to take it that night. They had to prep it and get it ready for delivery. I went the next day with my wife and my daughter, Kristen. The car was in delivery area, and a salesman confronted my wife and told her to get the kid and the stroller away from the car. That this car was ordered for a customer. I walked out in the delivery area, and the salesman says to me, I had to tell a lady to get the stroller away from the car. For those of you who don't know about my daughter, she had CP and several medical issues.
CP is...
Cerebral palsy.
Yes, thank you.
So I walked over and took the stroller and walked up to the car. My daughter was smiling in it, and the salesman looked at me and said, do you know these people? I said yes, and that the little girl was my daughter, and if it would make her happy, I would put the stroller on the hood. Needless to say, I think he felt about 2 inches high, as he should. I bought the car home and loaded up the family, Kristen and Jacob in the back seat, and took a ride around the countryside. It was nice to see Kristen smiling and looking around. She always liked riding in the car. We took several rides that summer. It was the first year that we went to Camaro Superfest. I remember Barry and Doug letting my wife take the van and park in the area I parked the Camaro at. I always remember that Kristen enjoyed the whole experience at Domino's Farms. I also recall that Anne was just smitten with Jacob and Kristen. It was a great time. That summer was special. We took many rides out there because we were having our home built. We moved in, and I got the car stored November 4th, 2000. 4 days later, we got 10 inches of snow there. That would be the last time Kristen got to ride in the Camaro. After a long battle, she went to be with the Lord on June 13th, 2001. We all have a special bond with the Camaro. To this day, I still have the habit of turning around to see if she's enjoying the ride. The car now belongs to my son, Jacob. That's my story. That's a powerful story.
Touching story at that.
Very, very powerful story.
I think I remember seeing a van parked in the 2000, yeah. year 2000 Superfest, yeah. you know, wondering, hey, what's up with this? I thought maybe it was a vendor or something.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks for sharing that story with us, Ed. And it's very
yeah.
touching.
Yeah. Ed, you've been around. We've known you for a long, long time. And that's, thanks for sharing that with us. And Settlemyer says, everybody has a Camaro story. Everybody.
That's right.
And, That's one that's going to stick with me for quite a long time. Yeah. So, excellent email. Thank you for sharing that with us. At least the salesman was looking out for. You know, I'm not saying what he did was right, but at least he was concerned about some the delivery of the car.
Right.
There's a tact involved that maybe he forgot about.
Absolutely.
You know, instead of get away from the car. Could have been a beautiful car. It's brand new.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. And then she could have said, "Oh, we just bought it."
Yeah. Okay, you ready for some voicemails?
Yeah, let's hit it.
We've got some other messages here, particularly a guy named Aussie Rob has been emailing from Australia. And Rob, I promise I am going to get to your message. And beautiful picture, by the way.
Yeah, that is awesome. Last email of the day, but not least, we're going to have to postpone it because it's a good one and we want to read it in its entirety.
Right, we're going to save that till next week.
Yeah. So
we're going to move on with the voicemails
here. All
right,
let's go.
Hello. Hello. This is Postal Dave. I am calmed down now. I will not go crazy. I will not go postal. I had a poison mouth on the last one. I guess they're too crazy for you guys. Over the top a little bit. So, postal wifey, she's sitting here right next to me, all sexy and everything, and we're driving down to mom and dad. So, just saying hi, and hopefully you guys will have a great weekend in all the snow and ice that's coming. And, you have a great podcast. Talk to you guys later. I say hi, Postal Wifey. Bye. See you guys later.
What'd he say?
I don't know.
Somebody call him and tell us what he just said.
Hey, thanks for calling it again, Dave. And guess what? We got your package that showed up here this week.
The package in the mail.
Yeah, so why don't you go through it and just let our listeners know what did Postal Dave send us this time?
A couple of wool USPS baseball hats.
Sweet. Go along with our wool winter hats.
I was using that. Oh, those are nice.
Oh, yeah.
Those
nice
are
and warm,
nice.
Huh?
People might think I'm delivering the mail, but they are nice. We got some die-cast cars that we can stack up here in the Camaro Z28.com studio and play with when we're running the How to Contact Us bumper.
Yeah.
And an automobile magazine with the Camaro convertible, and I mean automobile by the name, with the Camaro convertible on the cover, Cyber Gray Metallic.
Yeah, he wrote
and
something.
He wrote Enjoy in magic marker. Dave, thank you.
Thanks.
It's always nice to receive cool gifts. We decorate the studio here, and we put the box down with stuff that people send us or stuff that we pick up in our Camaro travels and. Just more stuff to add to it. So thank you so much, and it's nice to hear from the wifey. Yeah. Can't wait to hang out with you guys in Oshawa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice, nice, nice. Thanks, buddy.
Ready for the next one?
Hey, Camaro Z28.com podcast. It's Kyle. My third or so time calling in. Well, who's counting? Maybe it's the fourth. I don't know. Silly question here. What do you guys think of adding the convertible will do to the coupe sales? Most enthusiasts have the Camaro, except for those waiting on getting the convertible. Will the Chevy dealers see more traffic due to this? And if so, could that help folks who are not happy with that convertible in the end take a second look at buying a coupe? Also, is this going to carry the Camaro sales for the next year until the Camaro IROC edition comes out in 2012? Finally, I'd like to put a shout out to everyone I met at the Philly Auto Show. Take care, guys.
I hate it when we do that. When we accidentally cover what a voicemail is going to be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'd rather address the voicemail for the contribution. So, yeah, I mean...
Thanks, Kyle, for calling in. Lots of questions.
You know who'd be a good one to ask about this coupe convertible sales thing?
Good old Fitzy?
Fitzy. Let us know what, if they can, I don't know, that might be some confidential research, you know. Yeah. But if they can release, you know, what they expect to happen with the coupe sales versus convertible sales when it comes out.
Yeah, they obviously have projections. You know, I don't know if those are public knowledge, but
yeah, maybe you can give us just some insight as to what they think may happen or what they hope.
I think it's going
to
increase the sales. I really
all the way around across the board.
Yeah, across the board. You know, you probably have a lot of people who are holding off for a convertible.
Yeah,
you know, that haven't bought a coupe. So you know, that's going to draw people into the dealer, and
maybe they get there and they see the convertible and they see a coupe sitting next to it and they like the looks of the coupe better for whatever reason, or they decide, I want some mod money. I want to, you know, put some mods into it, so I'll get a coupe because it's a little cheaper and then make it faster. You know, it's all the intent of the car.
As well as the people waiting for the IROC to come out.
Do they have to be Italian?
Oh, God. Oh,
look, Frezza, you're Italian. My wife's Italian. I can get away with saying it.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then don't even worry about it. All right. Good voicemail, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff, man. We like to have stuff to talk about. We can't do it all ourselves. We need your help, so we need you to call in, and you can win a prize, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we've got one more voicemail here.
Hit it.
Hey, guys. It's Jonathan Brown out in Old Japan, New Jersey. Hope you guys are both over your colds. Great show, always. Listen, Chicago. Mark Royce was talking about a Camaro-based product. Or concept car? Is he talking about the Z28 ZL1 or whatever the hell it's going to be called? Or is he talking about a four-door Camaro-based vehicle? Or is he talking a Buick-based vehicle off the Camaro? Maybe the Camaro convertible? Just curious what your thoughts are. You know, shoot the breeze. Let me know. Keep up the great work. Thank you very much. Always good to listen to the show. Take care.
All right, I can't take it anymore.
Okay.
I'm going to spill my guts. And
yeah.
I know I'm under confidentiality with the Chevrolet team, being a disciple and all, but I'm going to spill my guts. Chevrolet is working with Ford to put a Power Stroke diesel engine in the four-door Camaro convertible.
Oh, there it is. It's out there.
It's okay. Let's just cut the crap. There it is. That's what's going to be in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's going to be
all-wheel
drive with two trailer hitches so you can pull two boats.
Wow.
Yeah. Side by side.
Something else.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. With the sun, with T-tops.
Yeah.
It's going to be a T-top convertible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all speculation.
Mr. Brown.
Joyzy.
Yeah, pretty much what we've been talking about so far.
Yeah. And I have been seeing the quotes all over the internet this past weekend, specifically on Twitter from Mark Royce and a Camaro-based vehicle, and people are speculating whether or not GM is going to actually run another car down the Camaro assembly line based off the Camaro platform. Or is this going to be the so-called HP Z28 IROC ZL1 Berlinetta?
That's right.
Duramax.
Power Stroke.
Power Stroke.
I'd have a Power Stroke.
Car. But we'll find out. Media Day starts in like 2-3 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's when everything's going to get blown wide open. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned.
Keep your eyes on the...
Next weekend, I'm assuming next weekend we're going to have a big episode.
Yeah, keep your eyes on the front page of CamaroZ28.com. We don't post fluff or speculation or junk just to get traffic. Like, well, we just don't.
No.
So we'll post the real deal when it's the real deal. Until then, keep guessing with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Okay, so that leads us to giving away a voicemail prize for
January.
The month of January. We're now into February. And, go ahead. We both agree on this wholeheartedly. Yeah.
We got a lot of great ones, as usual. We appreciate everybody's voicemail. We got to give this one to Kevin from North Carolina. He fired up his Firebird.
Yeah.
And recorded it. And we played in that in episode, it was the third week of January, so the third episode.
Yeah.
I think so. That was the same one where some lady called in wanting to rent a Camaro from us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Was that 279?
I don't know.
I think that was 279.
It wasn't?
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, we just love that one so much. And it gave us an idea. We're going to run some sort of contest in the springtime for when people pull their cars out of storage, or if they're in the West Coast, they just pull it out of...
Yeah, Judd.
Yeah, Judd. Jerk. And we want to hear the best startup sound.
Yeah.
For your Camaro / Firebird.
Yeah. That should make an interesting contest.
Yeah. So, but that gave us inspiration, and we gotta throw the prize pack of the month, CamaroZ28.com prize pack of the month, to Kevin. Kevin from North Carolina, you gotta get your shipping information into us. Just fill out the form at CamaroZ28.com/contact. Or just hit us directly at webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
Get you out your prize pack.
Get your prize pack.
Congratulations.
Yep. Let's see. How's the? Well, I got to check the prize vault. Yeah, it's good.
Good?
There.
Okay.
I just peeked in. It's good.
Okay. Well, you know, I was going to read some more of these messages that we receive from our app, our podcast app, and we're getting a lot more of them every week. And we, once again, ran out of time, so we're going to push it to next week. We may even have to release a special episode one of these weeks or something, because I have a feeling next week's going to be a jam-packed, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the Chicago Auto Show media preview days this week and the unveil of something, yep, sort of a Camaro or whatnot. But I just want to acknowledge that we do have your messages, mm-hmm, in the app maker, and we will get to them. Thank you for sending those in. Keep sending those in, and keep sending your pictures, too, because we're, yeah, getting some great pictures, too.
Yeah. Download the app in the iTunes store. It's free, and it's fun.
Yes.
And let's see, what's the Facebook, you know, Twitter?
Facebook / CamaroZ28.com, Twitter.com/ CamaroZ28.com.
And, of course, the forums at CamaroZ28.com themselves.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. We're out of time. We'll catch up next week with the two things, what we missed this week and whatever happens to the auto show. Go Z28.
Yeah. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.